Another record-setting day yesterday. John Taylor joins us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to give us the latest. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Well, it was a record-setting day, and if you ask me why, I'll tell you I don't have a clue. I think the market's more conflicted than most of us are in our personal lives. But the futures are flat this morning, but the Dow is up 102 points, getting close to the 18,000 number. It's a record-setting day. The NASDAQ was up 28, the S&P up 13. What was really confusing about it is we've been talking about declining oil prices. I keep mentioning that over and over again, and the incredible effect that that's had on oil stocks, how much they've dropped. Well, yesterday, the sector that rallied was the energy sector. In fact, if you take the S&P 500 and look at just the energy stocks, they were the best performing ones of the day, and they were up 1.4% as a group yesterday. Even with that, though, they were still down about 7% over the last 30 days. Of course, that's the oil service companies and the integrated companies, Exxon, Schlumberger, and et cetera. And that happened yesterday, even though oil prices were down again. Now, these oil prices are proving a point that I've said for many years, and that is we as Americans are amnesiacs. And let me prove that to you. November car sales, record levels. General Motors, Chrysler, Honda, others reporting the best November in many, many years. Because of demand for, guess what, large pickup trucks and sport utility vehicles. I guess we think these gasoline prices are going to stay low like this forever, so we have amnesia. The only automaker that reported a decline in sales was Ford, and that's primarily because they've retooled their F-150, the world's best-selling pickup, according to them. Of course, they're coming out with their new version. It'll be hitting dealers this month. It's the one that's going to be made out of aluminum. Ford has bet over $1 billion in retooling their plant. This aluminum vehicle is going to get better gas mileage, but the question is, will it be as durable as the old F-150, which is, of course, the reputation that kept it up there as the top-selling pickup. Now, falling oil prices are going to lead, though, eventually to some lost jobs in a certain area. For example, we see almost a 40% decline in new oil and gas permits across the United States. And the new permits will tell you what's going to happen with drilling rigs, where they're going to be, what they're going to be doing in 60 to 90 days. If you take the top three onshore oil fields in the United States, that would be the Permian Basin in West Texas, the Eagle Ford in South Texas, and the Bakken up in North Dakota. All three of those onshore fields showed a substantial decline in permits, which will lead to less drilling activity and fewer jobs in those areas 2 to 3 months out. Yesterday, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon said some interesting things as he was on CNBC. He was there for the Business Roundtable meeting in Washington, D.C. He said, among other things, that the incredible explosion in e-commerce is creating a revolution in retailing, and he gives you a couple of points. He says, first of all, that same-day pickup at Walmart stores, where you order it online or whatever and pick it up on the store the same day, up 70% year-over-year. He also said that 10% of their e-commerce orders that they're receiving are coming from mobile apps from people that are physically within the store. So they're walking around the store and looking at merchandise and then ordering it through the e-commerce site online. He also said this, quote, this 2 to 3% growth range number just feels like it's kind of perpetual. We're kind of like we were where we were last year, and as I look ahead at next year, it feels like more of the same. He doesn't really see much of an uptick in the economy at all. Thinks we're stuck in a rut. And lastly, this is going to be do-or-die time for certain retailers, particularly those that cater to teen fashion. An example of that's Abercrombie & Fitch reporting their numbers this morning, and they're pretty bleak. Same-store sales down 10%, profit down 25%, revenue down 12% year-over-year, lower traffic in the malls, and that's a trend that's happening across the country. Their stock's down 5% before the market opens this morning, down 18% the last year. They cut their forecast for the rest of the year. And they admit that they're losing business to, quote, fast fashion chains. These are people like H&M and Forever 21. These chains are able to respond to the changes in teen retail trends more quickly. And I guess that happens very quickly. And also provide these not only quicker, but at a lower price. So Abercrombie & Fitch, American Eagle Outfitters, and others are really struggling with this teen market.
Well, John, only one thing harder to figure than figuring the market is figuring teens.
That's very true.
John, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. For over a century, Stern Agee advisors have worked with clients to create strategies that assist them in achieving financial goals. Their process involves getting to know their clients, understanding their goals, and discovering their level of comfort to make investing recommendations they can trust. Well, John Taylor at Stern, Agee & Leach can certainly do that, and he'd like to hear from you. You could simply visit with him right here in Fort Smith. The location's easy to find, 820 South 21st Street. You could phone him at 479-782-2527 or email John at John Taylor, again, John Taylor at sternag.com.